The Shabbos Milein Netovacha, which the Gemara tells us in Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph, is a Takonas Ezra. The Gemara comments that Ezra tikkun em Yisrael, that one is obligated to read the brachos and kolos and Sefer Vayikra before the Yontif of Shavuos, and to lay the Tochav Kisavo before the Yontif of Rosh Hashanah. And even though Chazal so conveniently laid out the Seder Parshios as they did, one could simply hear this Kriyasa Torah and not even realize that this, in fact, is a separate takana, a takana of Ezra. Tosus comments, in fact, in Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph Maveis, that this year, for example, when it's a leap year, and Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot are not on Shabbos, so therefore we will divide many Parshios. Nitzavim Va'elach is read independently, Matos and Masai read independently as well. However, Tosus comments in other years where it's necessary to combine, at times we'll go ahead and combine the Parshios of Matos and Masai, and if you have two Shabbosos in between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot, we will go ahead and lay Nitzavim Va'elach together. So Tosus raises a very simple kasha, that if you have to combine and divide Parshios, why is it that you would divide Nitzavim and Vayelech and combine Matos and Masai? That's Tosus's kasha, Sha'olu v'beis mitrasho, Sho Rabbeinu Nisim. Nitzavim and Vayelech are very short, Matos and Masai are quite lengthy, so therefore if you're going to separate the long Parshios and combine the short ones. That's Tosus's kasha. And one of the Terutzim of Tosus is exactly this point. Tosus writes the following Chiddush. As mentioned, the Gemara tells us, Kisavo, the brachos and kolos are part of the Takonas Ezra, you must lay before Rosh Hashanah. And Tosus adds to that, that the brachos and kolos begin in Kisavo, but they continue into Parshas Nitzavim as well. And therefore, Tosus writes, it's critical to lay Parshas Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah. If you were to go in and to combine Nitzavim Ve'elech, and you would separate Matos and Masai, in such a case, it would end up that you're reading Nitzavim Ve'elech on Shabbos Shuvah, after Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, Tosus comments, we combine the lengthy Parshios, we divide Nitzavim Ve'elech, in order to ensure that Kisavo and Nitzavim, those are the two Shabbosos before Rosh Hashanah. And Tosus is chiddush that again, the Takanas Ezra applies even to Parshas Nitzavim as well. So again, it's important to bear in mind, that's what the Shulchan Aruch writes in Tav Chav Ches, that this is a unique Kriyas HaTorah. You know, sometimes we take out a separate Sefer Torah and lay, it's obvious that this in fact is a separate Takana. But Raham points out that in earlier times it was quite obvious, because the minhag earlier in Eretz Yisrael was they wouldn't lay an entire Parsha each and every Shabbos. They would lay a third of a Parsha. And therefore, before Shavuos or before Rosh Hashanah, they were not reading the Chukosai, they were not laying Kisavo, and therefore they would have to take out the separate Sefer Torah and lay the Tovacha, the Brachos and Klelos. It was obvious to them that this was an absolutely separate Takana for us, because this is the Seder HaParshios, so it can easily go unnoticed that this is a special Takanas Ezra. The Gemara comments in Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph that is mentioned, Tovacha is found twice in Chumash, in Vayikra and in Dvarim, and the Gemara points out the following difference. When it comes to the brachos and kolos in Vayikra, the Gemara writes that that is B'loshon Rabbim, Im B'chukosai Teleichu. When it comes, however, to the brachos and kolos in Kisavo, that is B'loshon Yachid, and therefore a marked difference between the two tochas that you find in a Chumash. What exactly is the difference between Lashon Yachid versus Lashon Rabbim? We discussed in Parshas Re'eh that this is clear when it comes to other mitzvos as well. When it comes to Baltosif, when it comes to Sfira Sa'omer, those are mitzvos that are mentioned twice in a Chumash, also with the difference of Lashon Yachid versus Lashon Rabbim. Baltosif, the Torah writes in V'eschanon, Lo Sosifu Olav, Lashon Rabbim. And yet, when the Torah repeats Baltosif in Parshas Re'eh, there the Torah says Lo Sosef, Lashon Yachid. The same is true when it comes to Sfira Sa'omer, again written twice in the Chumash. In Parshas Emor, the Torah tells us Usfartem Lachem, Lashon Rabbim. And in Parshas Re'eh, the Torah tells us Shiva Shavuos Tispar Lach, Lashon Yachid. How is it that you account for that difference between Lashon Yachid versus Lashon Rabbim? Often, Chazal or Doresh is follows. When it comes to Lashon Rabbim, it means to the many individuals. Svartem lochem, that's what the Gemara writes, Menachos Samachay, Sfira lochol echod beechod. Everyone is obligated to count the Omer. Ulekachtem lochem, the Gemara writes in Sukkah and Daf Mem Aleph, Lekicha biyad kol echod beechod. Everyone is obligated to be noted, the Dalet Minim. And Tosus writes explicitly, what is the drashu lekachtem lochem? Tosus writes, Minichsiv ulekachtem, veloksiv ulekachtor. Lakachtem Moshen Rabbi means everyone is obligated to take the Dalet Minim. Everyone is obligated to count the Omer. This is quite different, for example, when it comes to counting the years of the Ovel in Parshas Bahar. There, unlike Sfiras Omer, where the Torah tells us Usfarta Lachem, in Parshas Bahar the Torah tells us that Visafarta Licha Shava Shavsal Shanim. You in the singular obligated to count. Who are you in the singular? That the Gemara interprets is not referring to each member of Knesset Yisrael, but rather that is the Tzibur as a single unit, as a single entity. The Sanhedrin, for example, they will count the years of the Ovel. That's what Tosus writes. Tosus writes a Kiddush, but Tosus is found twice in Shas, in Ksuvas and Dav, Ayin Beis. Oh, that's the Tosus that ties with Gittin. That's the Tosus of the Safra Lo Liatzma. Right? Here Tosa says the same is true when it comes to Sfira of Shnos Hayovel. His Safarta Lecha means that Bezin is obligated to count the Yovel each and every year. Tosa writes the same in Menachos and Daf Samachem Beis in the Sugya of Sfira Saomer. The Ramban in Parshas Emor raises a suffix against this Tosa. Tosa assumes as a Dabra Posha that Usvartam Lachem, when it comes to Sfira Sa'omer, means each individual is obligated to count. Usvartam Lachem, when it comes to Shnos Hayovel, means the Sanhedrin is obligated to count every year when Bracha. And Tosus raised the following issue: why isn't this done when it comes to Shivanagim? When the Pasuk says Visafra La, why don't we assume that Visafra La means there's a mitzvah Sfira, and therefore to count and count with the Bracha? So Tosus gives the following answer. It's important to look at the two Tosus, because Tosus writes the same teretz but expresses it somewhat differently. Tosus says that, look, when it comes, for example, to counting the Omer, that's a mitzvah which is biyado. That is a mitzvah that you control. A person might forget, but in principle, a person is capable of counting each day of the Omer. Bezin is capable of counting each year of the Ovel. What about when it comes to days of Tumen, Taras, Shivnikim? That is not something which is biyad ha'isha. Shemet tira v'kistur. Shemek abracha on day one, shemek abracha on day two. Perhaps the sphere will be interrupted. And in such a case, day one, day two was nothing. So therefore, since it is something which is not biyada, here's the difference in Tosus. Tosus writes in Ksuvas Ayin Beis, therefore, ein la limnos. Ein la limnos sounds like, therefore, you see there's no mitzvah of counting. And if you look at the Tosus of Menachos Nav Samachay, their Tosus says, because of the concern of Shemeter V'Tistar, Ein La Levarech. Therefore, you don't recite a bracha. But that sounds very different. Ein La Limnos and Ein Levarech. Ein La Limnos seems to indicate as follows, that it's not a mitzvah sphere, because the sphere is not Biyadeinu. It just means that the woman calculates. Tosus seems to say, Menachos, no, it is a mitzvah sphere, but you don't recite a bracha, because how can you recite a Birchas HaMitzvah on a mitzvah which, in fact, you do not control? That's an interesting chiddush. The Tshuvas HaRashba writes the same chiddush in a very different context. Tshuvas HaRashba is found in Chelek Aleph, in Siman Yud Ches, where the Tshuvas HaRashba raises the issue, why is it, for example, on the Brach of Tzedakah, that there's no Birchas HaMitzvah? Many, many different possibilities. The Rambam, for example, writes, you don't recite a Brach on mitzvahs ben Adol Ma'chaveru. Berachas HaMitzvah is only mitzvahs ben lamakom. The Rashba writes, how can you recite a bracha on a mitzvah which is not under your control? The mitzvah tzedakah is not dependent upon you. After all, you'll recite a bracha, you'll offer the money to the ani. Who says the ani will receive the tzedakah that you're giving him? And therefore, since the Kabbalah sa'ani is critical, how can you go ahead and recite a bracha? An important chiddush of the Rashba, you don't recite a bracha on a mitzvah which you do not control. That's Pashup Shapta Tosus HaManafas HaSamachay, that a woman doesn't control the sphere of Shiv Nekiyim, and therefore a bracha is not, in fact, recited. When we were talking about Birchas Erisin, whether Birchas Eresin is the Birchas HaMitzvah or Birchas HaShevach. He pointed out two different shittos. The Rambam writes Birchas Eresin is the Birchas HaMitzvah, which is Ovel Asiyasa. And Tosus assumes that Birchas Eresin is the Birchas HaShevach, which is La'achar Asiyasa. The Ravid, in principle, agrees with the Rambam, but in practice agrees with Tosus. The Ravid maintains that, no, I assume that this in fact is a Birchas HaMitzvah. But there's a problem. How can you recite a bracha on the mitzvah of Ishus? Who says that the woman will be willing to receive the Kesef Kedushin? It's not something that you control. You're going to recite a bracha and offer the Kesef Kedushin? Maybe yes, maybe no. Therefore what? Therefore the Ravid writes, you recite the Birchas Eresin la'achar asiyasa. After the woman accepts, then you go ahead and recite a bracha. That is the Rashba. The Rashba writes that you don't recite such a bracha. The Ravid writes that the only problem is the Das Acherim. So in such a case, then, we'll recite the bracha la'achar ha'asiyah. For example, what the Gemara writes in Sachem and Avzayim, whenever you have a bracha that cannot be recited over la'asiyasah, you always recite the bracha la'achar ha'asiyasah. The Gemara gives us an extreme example, Tfilas Hager. The Ger can't recite a bracha before the Tfilah. He doesn't have a Kedushas Yisrael. So therefore, after the Tfilah, he recites the bracha on tefillah. Why is it la'achar asiyasa? Because the bracha that cannot be recited over la'asiyasa is recited la'achar asiyasa. That's one day in Tosas and Brachas Nun Aleph when it comes to al netilas yadayim. It's not appropriate to make the bracha when yadayim askanios hain. Your hands are soiled, your hands are dirty, then you recite a bracha, then you wash. It's important to prepare for a bracha by washing. So therefore, Tosus writes, you wash, then you recite the bracha, and Tosus writes, that's why the Nusach HaBracha is not lito, but the bracha is al netilas yadayim, because this is a further example of la'achar asiyasa. So therefore, to add to the list of brachas la'achar asiyasa, right, for technical reasons, the Ravid writes, birchas erisin, as well. So an interesting issue, that's the Tosus' chiddush. That when it comes to the case of Sfiras HaOmer, there's a mitzvah to count with the bracha. When it comes to counting the years of the Yovel, you count with the bracha. And Tosus' question, what about when it comes to Bisafra Lo? If you look in the Ramban, in Parshas Emor, the Ramban argues very differently. The Ramban writes that the term of Sfira, Bisafra and Bisafra, can mean two very different things. Sometimes it means it's a mitzvah to count, but sometimes simply the Torah tells us it's necessary to calculate. And the Ramban writes the following, when it comes to Sfira Sa'omer, that's a mitzvah of Sfira. When it comes to Visafrala, the Ramban assumes Tosus is kasha, is no kasha at all. There's no mitzvah counting. When the Torah says Visafrala, it means that the woman calculates the days of Tum and the days of Tara. It doesn't mean there's a mitzvah to say today is, but simply to calculate when the days of Tumah end, when the days of Tara begin. And the Ramban now has the following suffix against Tosus. What about when it comes to Yovel? When the Torah tells us that v'safar t'lecha, what does that mean? Bezdin must count or Bezdin has to calculate? It's a suffix in the Ramban. Maybe it simply means that Bezdin calculates and then v'kidashtem eshnas hachamishim shana. But there's no chiyu each and every year to count that particular year. But Tosus writes as the Raposha that it is done, and it is done with a bracha. That's Tosus' Yiddish. So according to Tosus, interestingly, that you have a sphira of Omer, which is the Cholecha, a sphira of bracha, right, when it comes to Yovel, which is a sphira incumbent upon Beis Din. What accounts for that difference? The Lashon Yachid versus Lashon Rabbim. Lashon Rabbim is a sphere which is the Cholecha Biecha, and V'safar Telecha, that is considered to be Beis Din. In fact, the Gemara writes, in Menachos Nav Samachay, the same is true as mentioned regarding Sphere Salmer. True, in Emor, was Svartam Lachem, but in Re'eh, the Torah says Tisparlach, Lashon Yachid. That seems to indicate, in some sense, Sphere Salmer is a Chovas Beis Din. How is Sphere Salmer a Chovas Beis Din? So you have two possibilities. What we have in the Gemara, in Menachos Nav Samachay, is this is one of the rayas that Machras HaShabbos means Motzoi Yontid, and not Motzoi Shabbos. How is that a raya? This is what the Gemara says. If Machras HaShabbos is Motzoi Shabbos, so therefore, how is it to leave a Beis Din? I know when Motzoi Shabbos is. I don't require Beis Din to tell me when Motzei Shabbos is. Shabbos is Kriya V'Kaima, and I am the one who counts. I don't need the authorization, the approval of Beis Din to fulfill the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. But the Gemara says, once you assume Achras HaShabbos means Motzei Yantif, that Alpidin is a Sfira HaTalib of Beis Din. Without Kiddush Beis Din, without Beis Din telling you when is Rosh Chodesh and when Yantif will arrive, you will not be able to count the Omer. And that's how the Gemara counts the two psukim. Avu Svartan Lachem and Tisperlach. Tisperlach means a Sfira HaTluya Beis Din. That's what we have in Menachos Nafsamachay. And if you look in the Sifri, in Parshas Emor, on that Pasuk of Shiva Shavos Tisperlach, the gears that we have in the Sifri, right, is one word, Beis Din. Right? Beis Din. Great, Chiddush, no? That means that there's a separate mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer in Kamen Tman Beis Din. The Gaon has a different girsa. The Gaon changes it to Yachol Beis Din. Yachol Beis Din. The girsa we have in the Sifri is Beis Din. That's a very great Kiddush. There are two mitzvahs of Sfiras HaOmer. There's a mitzvah of Cholecha B'Echad, of Sfartan, and there's a mitzvah that Beis Din is obligated to count the Omer as well. Why should that be? Rav Soloveitchik once explained as follows. That Sfiras HaOmer has two different elements to it. On the one hand, Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah. A mitzvah. And that's the Cholecha B'Echa. On the other hand, you know why Sfiras HaOmer is so critical? Aside from the mitzvah of Cholecha B'Echa, Shavuos is unique because Shavuos is not linked to a calendar date. And therefore, how is it that one is Koveya, the Yantif of Shavuos? The answer is Tisru Chamishim Yom. Aside from Sfiras HaOmer being a mitzvah, Sfiras HaOmer is critical to establish the Yantif of Shavuos. And that, Mekadesh Yisrael B'Hazmanim, that is a chiyuv which is dependent upon Beis Din. So we count as an independent mitzvah, and Beis Din is obligated to count, perhaps as part of their chiyuv, to establish Yom Tovim, to establish the Yantif of Shavuos. But this is how we understand Lashon Yachid, Lashon Rabim. We mentioned in Parshas Re'eh, the same thing is true about Tosif. The Rambam's Chiddush about Tosif Dahara. Now the Rambam Perek Beisif Ochus Mamim. That there's a separate Isser about Tosif on Beis Din. Beis Din has a right to institute Dinim Drabanan as Dinim Drabanan. But if they try to institute the Din Drabanan and try to present it as a Din Daraisa, the Rambam writes they violate about Tosif. And unbelievably do it in the Rambam. The Rambam quotes the Pasuk of Re'eh, Lo Sosefalo, not the earlier Pasuk of Yeshanan, Lo Sosifu. Ba'otosif l'chol echad v'yechad means when a person performs a mitzvah behosafa. Ba'otosif l'ashin yachid is Sanhedrin. It's not when the Sanhedrin does a mitzvah behosafa. That's what we call our pidin ba'otosif dehora. That's the chiddush of the Rambam. Two different parshios of ba'otosif as well. There are many different examples, many others one could think of, differences between Lashon Yachid versus Lashon Rabim. And this is what the Gemara emphasizes is true of the Tochacha. Using this reasoning, it would appear then as follows, that the Tochacha in Vayikra, Parshas B'Chukosai, that's the Kol Echad V'Echad, that is given to many individuals, many individuals. This Tochachon Kisava, which is B'Loshon Yachid, this is Knesset Yisrael as a single unit. What exactly does that mean? So if you look in the Gaon, Naderes Eliyahu, the Gaon writes that there is the very difficult pasuk, right, in Parshas Nitzavim. The Torah tells us the Tochachon. The terrible calamity of Knesset Yisrael, right, does not follow the Dvar Hashem. And the Torah tells us, V'haya b'shamo es divrei ha'ala hazos. When a person hears the words of this Tochacha, V'yizbarach b'levavo lemor sholom yiyeli. Very difficult, no? A person hears the words of the Tochacha, the terrible, terrible things are going to happen. If a person deviates the Dvar Hashem, and a person will respond that sholom yiyeli, no problem, nothing will happen to me. B'shriris libi elech, I can follow the desires of my heart without consequence. How do you simply understand the pasuk? That's the impression you get from the Tochacha. B'zbarach b'levav aleh, shomer li'eh, shriris libi elech. That certainly doesn't sound like what the Torah is telling us. So the Gaon points out the following. V'haya b'shemo is tibriyara hazos, this tochacha, because this tochacha is b'loshon yachid. The tochacha, which is b'loshon rabin, I understand. Each individual is bound. When it comes to tochacha, which is b'loshon yachid, it means the unit of Knesset Yisrael as a whole. I'm not mekadesh the Ovel, right? The Sanhedrin does so on behalf of Knesset Yisrael. The Baal Tosef Loshen Yachid is Baal Tosef of Sanhedrin. When it comes to the Klei HaMikdash, for example, the Ramban writes in Parshas Truma, the same difference. With the exception of Aron, which the Ramban beautifully explains, the Pasuk says Va'asisa, Loshen Yachid, not Va'asu. And the Ramban writes in Parshas Truma exactly that difference. Va'asisa means I don't have to. Va'asisa means that the Tzibur has to see to it. That Va'asisa Shulcha, Va'asisa Kiyur, that you have the requisite kelim. The Ramban writes beautifully, not true when it comes to Aron. Aron represents the supremacy of the Torah Hashem, and that the Ramban writes is Va'asu, Yavu Kulam, V'yasku V'Aron. Everyone has to involve themselves in Asiyas Aron. You take a look, and the Ramban discusses how all Knesset Yisrael participated in the Aron. Va'asisa means not the individual, but the tzibur as a whole. So the Gaon explains, without citing all the makoms, the Gaon just writes, if this tochacha is b'loshon yachid, so therefore a person could make the mistake and think that, you know what? That as long as Knesset Yisrael as a whole observes the Torah mitzvos, even if a particular individual does not, there's no consequence. And that's exactly what the pasuk is going out of its way and saying. That you may think if you hear this tochacha, this means the unit of Knesset Yisrael to the exclusion of each and every individual? No. Why here is Loshon Yachid used? And that's what the pasuk continues. Because of Lo Itchem Levad. Lo Itchem Levad. Rashi writes, Lo Rabos Doro Saboy Machro. Because this tochacha is not only that which binds those individuals who are present here today. But this is going to bind any individual who ever becomes a member of Knesset Yisrael in future doros. Because this tochacha of Loshon Yachid means anyone who will ever be part of the unit of Knesset Yisrael. Here the Loshon Yachid is not to exclude, but the Loshon Yachid is l'rabos. That's exactly the shakla v'tari of the Torah. You may think this Loshon Yachid is like Loshon Yachid generally. No. This Loshon Yachid is coming to tell you, Lo itkam levadchem. It's not just to you, but rather, right, to bind everyone. In fact, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Gimel, derives the principle of Kol Yisrael Aredim Zebazeh from the Parsha Satochacha. From Kisavo in Itzavim, the Tochob Loshon Yachid. That means all of Knesset Yisrael as a single entity. In such a case, that Al-Pidin is the concept of Arvus. And why is it that the Tochen Kisavo is Loshon Yachid, as opposed to the Tochen Sefer Vayikra? Poshub Shat as follows. That very Gemara writes that Arvus only came to full expression when Bnei Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael. Ad she'ovru es ha'yarden. At this moment, when Bnei Yisrael were about to enter Eretz Yisrael was part of the Ma'achid of Knesset Yisrael. And we discussed in earlier Shiurim, Tosfos Daf Bei, the Rambam's Chiddush, that Kol Yisrael is limited to Bnei Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, that concept of the entity, the unit of Knesset Yisrael, that did not come to full expression in the Midbar. That only Nisha Avru Esayardin. That's what the Gemara explains, those dots on the stars, Lashem Elokeinu. That's Sugi and Senher Dafem Gimel. And therefore, as Bnei Yisrael are about to enter Eretz Yisrael, this was a Krisas Bris, not simply as Yechidin, but a Krisas Bris for the Tzibur as a whole. In fact, if you look in Rav Sadia Gaon, in Sefer HaMitzvos, Rav Sadia Gaon counts the brachos and klalos as one of the targets. This is found in Parsha Nun Zayin. somewhat unusual. Now the Rambam writes in Shorish Gimel that in order to be counted in Tariq Mitzvos, a mitzvah has to be Noheges Ladoros. It can't be a Horosha. Yeah, many see William in the Torah, but if it's for a limited window of time, that's not Tariq Mitzvos Nero Shinisinai. So when he left Mitzrayim, there are many things that we were told to do. So to sprinkle the dam and the maskot mitzvos, that's not one of the Tariq Mitzvos. That is a mitzvah of the Shabbat. And therefore you can count it. And the Rambam, with this, attacks the Halachos Gedolos, because Halachos Gedolos seems to count that which is Horosha as a mitzvah. One of the cases is the Brachos and Klalos. The Rambam writes that was a Horosha. The Brachos, Klalos, Har Grisim, Har Eval. How is that a mitzvah Ladoros? The Ramban in Sefer Mitzvot writes the following. You know, sometimes you can have something which is the Maisa HaMitzvah L'Shav, but the Kiyum is L'Doros. Lashon HaRamban in Shoresh Gimel is Mitzvah She'inyanim Kayim Lan L'Doros. If you have something, we're true. It happened once, but yet it's enduring. That is not called a Horosha. To sprinkle the Dam and the Mezuzos and the Mashkos, that had meaning at that time. But what do you mean that this tochacha, the binding power, the need to observe the Torah Hashem? It's true. The process of Hargriz Mareval, the Kabbalah Sabrachas and Klalos, occurred then, but it's Loitchen Levachem. That's something where the Chalos HaMitzvah is enduring, and the Ramban writes that that is not called the Horosha. But what exactly did Rav Sanya Gaon and the Halachos Gedolos mean when they count Brachos and Klalos as a mitzvah? What mitzvah is it? What concept is it? It's part of the Tariq Mitzvahs. So Yerucham Perler on Sefer Mitzvah Sanigon suggests exactly this. It's the Chiyuv of Arvus. Kol Yisrael Reivim Zebozim. The Gemara derives Arvus from the Parsha Satochacha. And Arvus, we assume, is a Din D'Oraisa. So therefore, perhaps that's the sheep that Rav Sadia gone, that the brachos and klalos, right, are the mitzvah of arvos, and that is something which obviously is enduring. That's not a horosha. The Ritva writes, the Ritva is found in Rosh Hashanah Chavtes, and the Ritva is found, we discussed this at length last year, in Hilchos Brachos, in Perakei Halacha Aleph, that the whole concept of a yotza motzi, I can be motzi on a mitzvah, I can recite a Berachas HaMitzvah on your behalf. All of that is a function of Arvus, of Kol Yisroel Zebazeh. Otherwise, we would assume that if I already performed the mitzvah, I am no longer Mechuyev Adavar. And call me Yishen Mechuyev Adar Motzi Yisroel Bnei Chavasa. Why am I a Dayan Mechuyev Adavar if I already heard Shofar? The answer the Ritva writes is that concept of Arvus, that Kol Yisroel is considered to be Guf Echad. And because of that principle of Arvus, so that is what allows for the concept of Yotza Motzi. So perhaps this is the Shita of Rav Sadia, that this is counted as one of Tariyat Mitzvot. See, with that in mind, you understand perhaps part of the basis of the Takanas Ezra, that Takanas Ezra to lain the Brachos and Klalos in Kisavo before Rosh Hashanah. It's not just simply Shmiras HaMitzvos in the broader sense, but if that is where we derive the concept of Arvus, so therefore this is the backdrop, right, for the experience of the Yimei HaDin, that realization that one is responsible not only for that which he does, but responsible Ba'ad Acherim as well, and therefore the Brachos of Klalos, the concept of Arvus, that was a separate Takanas Ezra. It has to be, right, emphasized as the proper hachana to the Yimei HaDin. The fact that this is considered to be a separate Takanas Ezra is also helpful in the following way. The Mishnah tells us in Megillah, Ein mafsikin bakolos. The Mishnah daf lamet aleph. Ein mafsikin bakolos. You're going to lay the tochacha. You're not allowed to have any hefsik in the middle of the tochacha. So therefore, normally speaking, there are times when one is allowed to have hosafos, but not when it comes to the tofa. Somewhat unclear when hosafos are mutter, when hosafos are aser. There is a Mishnah earlier in Megillah and Daf Chaf Aleph. The Mishnah is a little bit unclear. Now, the Mishnah tells us sometimes hosafos are okay and sometimes hosafos are not. A little bit of clear for the Mishnah when. When do we allow hosafos? Rashi writes in the Sugya in Megillah and Daf Chaf Aleph, what is the determining factor? Yes, hosafos, no hosafos. Rashi writes simply, the concern is bitul malacha. Bitul malacha. Hosafos will prolong the davening, and people have to go out and make a livelihood. They have to earn a living. So therefore, right, hosafos are forbidden because of bitul malacha. So therefore, Rashi Shita is that whenever there's an isur malacha, one is allowed to have hosafos. So Rashi Shita is you can have hosafos on Yantif, on Yom Kippur, on Shabbos. Even in Chol HaMoed, Rashi writes, there's a heter of Davar HaAved, so therefore we don't allow Hosafos in Chol HaMoed. But Shabbos, Yantif, Yom Kippur, Hosafos are in fact allowed. And the Ran explains very differently. A beautiful beer of the Ran, it's found in Yudbeis and Abeis, Daf Harif, where the Ran writes as follows, that the number of Aliyos is an indicator of Tosefes Kedusha. This morning, we land three aliyahs. How do you demonstrate that Chol HaMoed has a higher level of Kedusha than Chol? By adding an aliyah. And how do you demonstrate that Yantif has a heightened Kedusha? By adding an aliyah. And Yom Kippur and Shabbos. And therefore, the Ran writes, if you will add to the number of aliyahs, you're encroaching, you're infringing on a higher Kedusha Sayyam. It's as though you're equating Chol HaMoed with Yantif by having five aliyahs on Chol HaMoed. That's the Chiddush of the Ran. And therefore, the Rashi against Rashi is that the only time Hosafos are allowed is on Shabbos. Shabbos, once you hit the seven aliyahs, that's it. That's the highest Kedusha Sayyam. Viva Kaima. But any other time aside from Shabbos, Hosafos would not be allowed. That's Medina de Mishnah. So the Mishnah tells us, even though generally on Shabbos one could have Hosafos, not when it comes to the Tokhava. Ein Mosif in Bakonis. Why is the Tocha an exception? The Gemara has two possibilities. One possibility of the Gemara is the following. Musa Hashem b'ni Altimas. The Gemara says, Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving you Musa. Kadosh Baruch Hu is admonishing you, and all of a sudden, what happens? You interrupt. Wait a second. Right, we'll call somebody else up, we'll make him a Shavera. Now, it's inappropriate. During this dipping Musa, to interrupt. Musar Hashem b'ni Altimas. It looks as though we're not willing to accept the Divrei Tocha. Okay, that's one possibility. Reish Lakish gives a second answer, and that is Ein Omrim Bracha Al HaPeronis. Very important. We try to avoid reciting a bracha on a davara. And therefore, that's not only relevant to the Tocha. Even shuls that have hosafos, the gabbaim have to be very careful where they end an aliyah. You can't end an aliyah in a davara, aside from all the details of pre-psukim and so on. Right? You can't end an aliyah in a davara. If a haftorah ends in a davara, that's what we always repeat in earlier pasuk, that the baruch has a haftorah can be chal on a davar tov, not chal on a davara. The meikar hadin, that halacha, is the tochacha. Eino men bracha leperamis. So the Taz raises the following question. The Taz is found in Arachayim and Taftal Ches and Sifkat Meh. The Taz writes, Reish Lakish's answer is very difficult. Because if Reish Lakish was simply explaining why we do not make Hosafos, the answer is great. But you know what the problem is? It's a Mishnah. Ein Mosifin Bakolos. It's a Mishnah. Reish Lakish is explaining a Mishnah. And the Mishnah tells us that the Minhag in the time of the Mishnah was the Poseach used to recite the first bracha, and the Achron used to recite the last bracha. And the intermediate Olim did not used to recite a bracha whatsoever. For us, good, Ein Mosif Mekolos, because of a bracha and a davara. But you can't understand the Mishnah that way. If you were to have all Safa, what does it mean? Just somebody else would get up and lane. Well, obviously, then it's the first answer of the Gemara. It's not right to stop in the middle. But you can't attribute the line in the Mishnah to Enron Bracha Leperons. That's the kasha that the Taz raises. The Taz writes a great Kiddush, right, in the Teretz. But again, it's not so simple that that should be the case. The Taz writes that even Midina de Mishnah, when the Poseach recited the first Bracha, the Achron recited the last Bracha, in principle, the intermediate Olim would also have to recite a Bracha. In principle, but they were Yotzei through the Poseach and through the Chosin. Let's assume an unusual case. A person came late to shul, he missed Kohen, and he was given an Aliyah. He would have to make his own Bracha. It's not that the Aliyah doesn't warrant a Bracha. It's that everyone would have in mind to be Yotzei with the Poseach and be Yotzei with the Chosin. And if for whatever reason that did not happen, a bracha would have to be recited, and therefore maybe one could even envision, in the time of the Mishnah, right, unusual, but one could envision intermediate brachos. And therefore, the Mishnah has to tell us, and we'll see from a clause. But again, a chiddush, that that should be the case. But how else then do you understand the kasha of the Taz? So if you look in the Shas, in the Vilna Shas, in the Sechah Sofer, in Perek Yud Beis, on the bottom of the Sechah Sofer, there's a pirush of the Nachlas Yaakov. The Nachlas Yaakov quotes this kasha of the Taz. The Nachlas Yaakov quotes Yerushalmi and quotes Nabu Draham, that writes the following. This Kriyas HaTorah is a separate takana. And therefore, this Kriya Satora warranted separate brachas. Let's assume Bisman HaMishnah. The Poseach would recite the bracha lefaneh, the Arach Rasa Brel Chachareh. What happens if it's Parsha Zachar? They take out a separate sefer, claim Parsha Zachar. New brachas. They didn't rely on the Poseach and the Chosein. What do you mean? That's a different halach of Kriya Satora entirely. Nachas Yaakov, based on Yerushalmi, who don't write the Chiddush, that because the Kriya Satoka is a separate Takanas Ezra, it required individual brachos, even Bisman HaMishnah. When the entire Kriya Satori is one unit, Chativa Achas, yeah, you can have one bracha before one bracha afterwards. But if you have a new Machayiv of the Kriya Satori, it required independent brachos. That the Nachas Yaakov writes was true of the Kriya Satovka. And if there would be a hefsek, b'meshech ha-kriya, a new bracha would have to be recited Mikar Hadin. That's the Skiddush. And that's why Rish Lakish says even Midina de Mishnah, that ein omrim bracha ala peranos. It was obvious in earlier times this was a special Takana Sezer. In Eretz Yisrael, they weren't necessarily holding in Parshas Kisav, they took out a separate Sefer Torah. And even where they were, they would make separate brachos. So we didn't think that that's true. With us, we recite separate brachos than ever Aliyah. And Chazal arranged the Seder of Parshas as conveniently as they did. You can go and notice that this is a special Takana, Kriya Satorah. But that's what the Nachas Yaakov writes, Rish Lakish is Ha'ara, of Eno and Bracha, the Paranas. Very interesting finish. As mentioned, that part of the reason for the Takanas Ezra, right, is to emphasize that aspect of Arvus, of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh B'Zeh. We discussed in the past, Pashut Pshat Nerush, that Arvus, right, is an inherent part of one's obligation in each and every mitzvah. What Rabbi Kveger discusses according to the Rosh, Rabbi Kveger is found in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph. Because the Rosh makes a somewhat unusual comment. The Gemara writes in Brachos and Davchav, there's a mitzvah daraisa Birchas HaMazon. The Gemara questions whether women are obligated in Birchas HaMazon min HaTorah or not. little bit unclear why Lubin should not be. Rashi says it's because of Chalukas Haaretz, Alaretz HaTovah Shenasanah. Tosas writes it's because of Ris and Dora. But the Gemara raises the issue, perhaps the chi of a woman benching is only Drabanan. So the Gemara says, what difference would it make then whether women are obligated in benching Darais or Drabanan? The Gemara says simply, can a woman be motzi a man in benching? If women are obligated midaraisa, yes. If women are obligated midaravanan, one was obligated ravanan, can't be motzi, one was obligated daraisa. So the Rosh is very bothered. Because the Rosh assumes, this is also fundamental machlokas rishonim, but this is the sheet of the Rosh. Rashi tells us, sugilerim brachos naf memches, how much do you have to eat in order to be chayv birchas hamazon? So we learned at great length last year, right? Rashi and Tosfos maintain that midaraisa kadei sviya. And if he eat a kazayis, you're only chayv in benching the Rambam. That's the sheet of Rashi and Tosfos against the Rambam. Rambam sheet is svi as a kazayis is a din daraisa. Not that svi is daraisa and kazayis is only the Rambam. So Rashi and Tosfos are all bothered. But the Gemara is mefurish in Brachos Menches that a person who eats a kazayis can be motzi someone who eats kadei sviya. So how does that work? Why not argue? Call me Yishen Mechuyev Adavar. In a motzi yeser rabbi dechavasta. That's the Rosh's kasha. So the Rosh answers as follows. There's a big difference between brachos davchav, brachos memches. Brachos memches is talking about one who is chayiv b'birchas hamazon, who only eats a shir drabanan. But I am obligated in the mitzvah, Birchas HaMazon. If I would eat Kedei Svi, I'd be Chayv Min HaRaisa. I happen to only the Kazayins. The Gemara Brachas and Davchav is referring to an individual who is exempt from Birchas HaMazon Min HaRaisa. The Rosh writes that if you're exempt from Birchas HaMazon HaRaisa, that's not going to work. If you're obligated to Birchas HaMazon, then you can eat a kazayis. Mimotzi someone who ate kadei sviya. Why is that true? So the line in the Rosh is the following. Because after all, even if you only ate a kazayis, ko yisro eifnezebazet. And arvus allows you to imotzi acherim. But nashim lav bichlal arvus. Women are not included in arvus. What exactly does the Rosh mean? Women are not included. Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Women are not included in arvus. Why should that be? Why should that be? The Noda B'Yehuda, Simen Reish Ayin Aleph, Hinochas Kiddush, takes that rush very literally. Some halacha. Astounding. Women are not obligated in arvus. And therefore, the Noda B'Yehuda writes his clear difficulty. If the Gemara writes in Brachos and Davchav, that very same daf that women are obligated in Kiddush. That's Zachav Hashem Nibachad Emrim. And Rob, Rishonim assume that Kiddush Midaraisa, when is Yotze, Bitfila. So that's the known kasha of the Noda B'Yehuda. A man comes home from Shul. He now is only obligated in Kiddush Drabanan. His wife, who let's say presumably did not daven Ma'ariv, is obligated in Kiddush Daraisa. How can a husband make Kiddush for his wife? That's the Nodavid Sarachim. And I, you'll tell me, Arvus? No, the Rosh writes, Nashim Lav Bechlal Arvus. So Rabbi Kivega writes, Reishain Alf, that's not what the Rosh means at all. There's no halacha, women are excluded from Arvus. What the Rosh means to say, Rabbi Kivega writes, is the following, that Arvus is not independent. Arvus is part of. My obligation in a given mitzvah is not merely to see to it that I fulfill the mitzvah, but rather to see to it that others do so as well. And that is my obligation in that particular mitzvah. My chiyuv of sukkah is lahotzei acherim. My chiyuv of birchas hamazon is lahotzei acherim as well. And what the Rosh means to say is the following, that if you view Arvus not as an independent mitzvah, but rather as an extension of, as a mitzvah pratis, you will only be obligated in the arvus of the mitzvah if you are obligated in the mitzvah. If you're exempt from that mitzvah, you are exempt from the arvus of that mitzvah as well. And that's what the Rosh means to say. A man who is obligated in Birchas HaMazon is chayiv in Birchas HaMazon, and he's chayiv in arvus of Birchas HaMazon. So even if the man only ate a kazayis, he can be motzi when he eats kadei sviya, because kol Yisrael is abazin. But if women are exempt from Birchas HaMazon, they are exempt from the arvus of Birchas HaMazon, so women cannot be motzi men in Birchas HaMazon. They're not a bar chiyuva. And you are not a bar chiyuv in the arvus of a mitzvah that you're exempt from. That's what the Rosh means to say. Not a halacha klalis, that women are excluded from arvus. But arvus is an extension of. And therefore, when it comes to Kiddush, you can't invoke the Rosh. If women are obligated in Kiddush, of course there's full arvus. Men can be motzi women, women can be motzi men. When the Rosh stated Nashim Lav with Aravos, was referring to a case where they are exempt from the mitzvah itself. A fascinating machlokas, and many more makoros, and many more parallels, maybe in a separate shir, right, about whether Aravos is an independent kiyum, whether it's an extension of, right, the mitzvah kolis or mitzvah protis. But Aravos certainly, right, is part of the theme of the Tochacha. Perhaps the reason many Rishonim do not count Arvus as a separate mitzvah is exactly because of that point. Maybe it's not a separate mitzvah. But maybe, right, it's part of the Protei HaMitzvah of each and every mitzvah. What is driving Arvus? We pointed out that Chiddush of the Ritva, that Kol Yisrael is considered to be Guf Echad. The collective unit of Knesset Yisrael, Loshen Yachid. There's a fascinating Tosfos. This Tosfos is found in Menachos Nachlam Zayin of Rabbah. But take a look at the Tosfos. Tosfos writes that individuals came before Shlomo HaMelech, right, with a din tov. Father died. They had to divide up the Yerushim. And one of the siblings, right, was a Siamese twin. So Tosfos writes, a Siamese twin. They came, right, demanding Pishnayim. They're entitled to two. And the other brother said, no, 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 this is a single entity. Therefore, they're only entitled to one. So that was the shadow that was posed to Shlomo Melech. So Tosfos writes, Shlomo Melech Paskin, that it's only one unit, and they're only entitled to one chelek anach. That's Tosfos. So if you look in the Shita Mukabetzes, the Menachos, right, as hopefully you know, right, the Shidugetzis is on the daf, right, you don't look anywhere else, right, they're right there, right, in Menachos Nefla Mezayin. So Shidugetzis writes, right, the Hadash Lom Lach know that that's true. Right. So the Shidugetzis writes, this was the test that Shlomo Lach did, this was their Mesorah, the Rishon. This was the test of Shlomo Lach. Shlomo Lach took a cloth, right, the Shita writes this, but take a look, and put it over the head, right, one of the heads, the Siamese twin. And Shlomo Melech took hot water and poured it on the other head. And Shlomo Melech took a step back and saw who would react, who would scream. So they did this, and the covered head screamed. So Shlomo Melech paskin el pidinetz kufet. That's the chiddush that Shita Gemetzes writes. That's an important Musar aspect. And if you want to determine that concept of arvus, of whether Knesset Yisrael is considered to be Guf Echad, that's what Tosfos Nashita writes. And how is it that you're related? A person experiences a simcha. Rachmana Litzlan, a person experiences Yisurim. How does the Yisurim of others relate to you? If one literally screams out in the pain at the Yisurim of another, so that Al Kedin is the measure, that's the bar, right, of Guf Echad. If a person is not phased, a person is sympathetic, but nonetheless, a person doesn't really feel, right, in a real hands-on sense. So that's an indicator of Shnei Gufim. That's the Chiddush of Tosfos Nashita Kovetzes. So that's true, you understand very well. This Tochacha, Loshon Yachid, Right? This tochacha is where we derive the concept of avos, and perhaps that's part of the reason for the Takanas Ezra, that you have to learn this tochacha before Rosh Hashanah. We go into the Yemei Hadin not as individuals, but as a notion of a kaparas tatsivu, right? And that requires the understanding that all Knesset Yisrael al pidin is considered to be good. Okay, so Mitzvah Shem will continue Sunday with Erech Hanem of Yisurin, right, with the cases of those.